I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. 2 years ago, the Trump administration, through the Justice Department, changed policies, making it tougher for migrants and refugees in the U.S. to be granted asylum. That's created a backlog of pending cases in the courts, with thousands of individuals seeking sanctuary status who now face deportation. That includes one woman living in Henderson County. She's fighting an order that would send her back to her native El Salvador, where a violent gang murdered her father and threatens to kill her, too. She recounted her story to BPR's Cass Harrington.
For this story, she wishes to be called Rihanna, her daughter's name, because, as you'll hear, she risks being located by the gang Mara Salvatrucha, also known as MS-13, that killed her father. She found that out one morning when a letter slid under the door.
Nothing more than a sheet of paper that said if he didn't pay $200, they were going to kill him or one of his children.
Her father was a migrant worker. He took construction jobs in Maryland in the summer and returned home to El Salvador to be with his family. Rihanna says MS-13 took note of his growing stock of cows, and they assumed he was wealthy, so they extorted him, demanding $200 a month. But that was more than her father could afford. Rihanna says, though she tries to forget, she vividly recalls what happened next. Her father never came home from work one night.
When he didn't return, it was night, around 2 a.m. There was a knock at the door. I remember very well, two men in white vests, and they came to tell us they had my father's identification card.
The men came to verify her father's identity because he was found dead on the side of a road. That morning, Rihanna and her mother drove 3 hours away to identify and claim her father's remains.
When we got there, my father was cut into pieces, his heart, his organs. It was difficult to recognize him because he was cut into pieces, destroyed.
BPR obtained a copy of his death certificate. It says he died of severe knife wounds to the neck and chest cavity. He was 38 and died on October 17, 2005. That was the day, Rihanna says, her childhood ended. She was just six. She and her siblings took jobs to make up for the lost income, but her family continued to receive threats from MS-13. One man attempted to rape her, and she has scars on her arms from that incident.
They tried to force me to join their gang, MS-13. They told me if I didn't join on good terms, they were going to do it the hard way. If I didn't join, they threatened to kill me and my family.
In 2013, gang members killed her cousin. They told Rihanna she was next. She told her mother they needed to leave El Salvador for her safety, but she says her mother's response was to kick her daughter out of the house, believing that Rihanna was to blame for the family's misfortune.
She left me when I needed her most. I was abandoned by my mother, and I don't have a dad, no family to support me.
That's when she set out on her journey that brought her to Western North Carolina. It started with a bus ride to the capital, San Salvador. From there, she rode in the bed of a pickup truck to Guatemala, where she stayed for a month. Finally, Rihanna rode atop a train called the Beast for 3 days, traveling through Mexico to the U.S. When she reached the Rio Grande Valley, she was arrested by a Texas Border Patrol agent. A Department of Homeland Security report confirms she arrived on November 25, 2014. Since she was 16 at the time, Rihanna was allowed to enter as an unaccompanied minor. She got a custody order to live with an aunt in Maryland, but even there, thousands of miles away, she learned her life was still in danger.
I got a call from an unknown number. It was my cousin. He was also being threatened by MS-13, but he called to tell me to leave where I was staying because the gang realized where I was, and they were looking for my address.
That was in 2016. She immediately fled to Western North Carolina to be with a godmother, helping clean hotels and houses. At the same time, she learned orders to appear in court were being sent to her aunt's address back in Maryland. Since she wasn't there to appear, she had been issued an order for her deportation. She's now represented by an attorney in Hendersonville, and he successfully appealed the deportation order, but now her case is being sent back to an immigration judge in Charlotte on June 12th.
Espero yo que...
I hope that if sharing my story doesn't help me, it can help someone else. These people don't have to go through what I've gone through. Please don't judge us without hearing our story.
Rihanna has now been in the country long enough to reach what's called her priority date. That means she's now eligible to file for legal permanent residency, but the judge in Charlotte could deny her request. I'm Cass Harrington.